Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Why would an angelic entity from the other side of the veil choose that name? It's an odd name. The very name Kryon is an odd name. It's not my name. It's the vibration in the air that I wanted you to hear when you pronounce it. So that your perception would be a certain way. We didn't want the perception to be too fluffy, you see. For then we would be accepted or rejected immediately by a certain strata of those who like or don't like fluffy. You understand, we're dealing with that which is perceived by those in three dimensions. And a three-dimensional world it is, and it is even for those who are the highest-minded thinkers that are human beings. You cannot help it. It is honored, but it makes it harder. It makes it harder for you. For you constantly are trying to see a multi-dimensional universe using linear three-dimensional laws. If not laws, then rules. If not rules, then perceptions. If not perceptions, then you just think it's the way it has to work. And the perceptions then drive, if not control, the ideas that you feel should be looked into, or the what-ifs that might be. And if you would trace some of those high-minded what-ifs right back to the source of why you ask, you will find that they're all biased. Biased in three dimensions. And you can't help it, for it is your reality. Universe is expanding. It's expanding because of the energy that is called, of course, the dark, which isn't. It's simply energy you cannot see in 3D. And it's expanding at a faster rate than the equations in 3D say it should when you look at mass. And that ought to tell you something's happening. It ought to tell you something that is out of the realm of what you would expect, perhaps even out of 3D. Perhaps not even explainable by what you know. So I will again say it, for this is old information that I have carried around, and the reason that it is not on the mouths of the physicists is because it is not seeable yet. But indeed, there are those who would project the possibilities of it, for they are starting to ask the question about what is energy in the universe that you can't see? Could it be that it is coming from somewhere else? And then you get into conjecture, and I will tell you this: that which created what you have considered to be the Big Bang was a collision, if you wish to call it that, between what we would term as membranes of dimensions. Your universe coexists with other dimensional realities. Postured and sitting within what you think is 3D is a whole scheme of other dimensions that overlap. They don't interfere, but occasionally the membrane gets close enough to affect it energetically, and it pulls upon yours and creates energy that doesn't add up in 3D. You are expanding at a greater rate because there is a dimensional overlap that's pulling it that way. Eventually, it'll get to the place where it will pull it faster and faster. That's verifiable, by the way. And over billions of years, another universe will be created from a membrane that comes too close to the vibratory rate of yours. And you will have, in another realm, another Big Bang. Of course, there is no such thing. You don't get something from nothing. In the beginning, at least, there had to be energy. Rather than just saying there was energy that all of a sudden went from nothing to everything, doesn't it make more sense to you, even in 3D, to think that just maybe, perhaps, there was something already there, a beautiful system, perhaps it was elegant, perhaps it was not in 3D, and when the membrane came close to that which was energy ready to erupt, yours was created. The universe had the beginning due to a dimensional shift. Hard to think about. No beginning at all, just a change of energy from something that already was there. And then you have to say to yourself, well, what was the beginning of that? And we say, oh, how human of you. There was no beginning. It's in a circle. Guess what else is in a circle? And this you won't understand. You can't. It won't make sense. It's out of linearity. Time. I'll tell you. What's going to happen in your future that remains to you as a potential will change what happens right now. It pulls upon you. That is why we are so safe to say to you, the potential of your civilization on the planet at the moment is positive. For the future, which you think has not happened yet, but in a potential quantum way exists, is pulling you toward it. If that's the case, is it possible that your present is pulling on the past? There are physicists who are starting to experiment with that very thing. Time is in a circle. It tells you something, that the potentials are actually catalysts. There are those physicists starting to ask the question, is it possible time goes in both directions? It does. And the irony is that the good doctor who sits here has a device that proves it. Oh, he's doing it in a very small way. But what he's doing creates dimensional membrane shift. The dimensions move together to create information to cellular structure. Is it possible that the human body is a reflection of the universe? Is it possible so as above, below? And to what extent? And the answer is yes and yes. Questions have been answered this very day. And I will again give it to you. Human being, why do you wish to singularize everything to the point of absurdity? You say at the middle of your galaxy there is a singularity. You're aware that in 3D a singularity is impossible, and yet you say there is one. Why do you ignore the physics that you know? Do you realize that all the laws of physics that you paste upon 3D come in pairs? We've told you that the missing two, to bring it to six, are a strong and weak interdimensional force. Well, when you have strong and weak and all the other forces, why do you look at the middle of your galaxy with the most profound energy that is there and say there is one thing? That's a bias. Do you understand? There are two, a strong and a weak, a push and pull source. And what do they push and pull? And I will tell you, first of all, they don't go into nothing. They're all connected to the other centers of every galaxy in the universe. What do they push and pull? Light? No. That's your 3D perception. Is there gravity there that you can't understand? Of course there is. By the way, gravity is an interdimensional force. You knew that. So is magnetism. I am the magnetic master. Magnetism, gravity, and light. Even time. All multidimensional. What is it they're pushing and pulling? And I will tell you, and you're not going to understand it. Information. What kind of information? Well, it's not 3D. Dear human beings, it's about life. The appropriateness of it, the spirituality of it. It's a benevolent God that sets these things in motion, biased for life. We are. And that is the engine of your galaxy. You talk about the stamps in the grass, and you have all these theories. Yes, they're real, those crop circles. Yes, they're real. They're not circles at all. You know what they are? I'll tell you, they're fractals. And where might that come from? And I'll tell you something, and you're not going to understand this either, and you're not going to believe it when I tell you. They come from the potential of your future as information to you. How much of that are you going to believe today? Your body is a setup, much like the galaxy itself. It has mastery inside. You might even say it's perfect. You might even say that it is ready to live forever. You might even say that. But until it moves past 3D, it's going to continue in the old paradigm with the same assumptions, with the same subconscious. What the doctor discovered was how to pass interdimensional energy, which is information, directly to your mastery. To create in the body a non-invasive way that awakens that which is the very stem of its creation, the fractals inside, much like the fractals outside, those teeny black holes that you might say are the center of the galaxy, feeding information back and forth to other galaxies, are the ones in your cellular structure talking to each other. Interdimensional they are, so small you can't see them. And the doctor has the device that will imbue into chemistry, good chemistry, the instructions for the body to grow, to heal, to repair, to become more efficient. And it does it on its own. Spontaneous remission? What is it? We have said it before, long before this weekend. It is the human body at its best. Miracles, what are they? It is a change in perception of the human spirit to the degree that when they touch the hem of the master's garment, they know they will be healed. And the power is not in the garment, but in the perception that they'll be healed. What is it you can do? And so you are having outside influences given to you through the chemistry into your cellular structure that helps you to what? To change your perception. And the perception is not necessarily in your consciousness. It is the perception of the receptors of the cells. That is to say, they now know what they did not think was possible. Can a cell think? As above, below, there is consciousness with every cell. Automatic, you think. Permanent, you think. It is not. It is changeable, and you're seeing it changed. That is the invention of the century. And you sit in the place of Yahi, who has given it to you. It's not over yet. There's more. And he's going to give you more. We celebrate the latest research, and with this we close. What does it tell you? When you can imbue information into chemistry, give it to a human being, and target it at an organ. What does it tell you when the organ sees it, responds, and does the impossible? What does it tell you when you can actually talk to those which are the stem creation of the cellular structure to repair itself, to change its shape, to renew? It has to tell you there is an intelligence inside every single cell, every single organ, ready for you to do many things with it, including instruct it yourself. Talk to it yourself. You can't come here and walk out with pills and just say, well, now I'll let the pills do the work. Do you not understand? It is your intent to believe that these pills have the instructions, and that intent collects and actually creates belief. You do it with it. Someday studies will be done on the gematria products will be show the difference between belief and non-belief. They'll all have an effect, but the ones that are using it with intent will be double the ones that don't know anything about it. It'll be the first of that kind of an experiment, the first of that kind of the results, which shows that the human mind, with perception, actually can control the efficacy of the chemistry that is put in and what happens afterwards. But you knew that, didn't you? I talked to a very informed group with good minds, willing to stretch them. And I hope I've done a little bit of stretching for you today. And so it is.